This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Samantha Watson. This year's Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race saw a historic finish as Bethel's Pete Kaiser carried his 10th first-place finish in the race, breaking the 9-win record held for years by mushing legend Jeff King. KYUK's Evan Erickson has more.
The scene on the Bethel Riverfront on Sunday morning was electric as family, friends, and fans cheered the hometown hero across the finish line after a little more than 38 hours on the trail.
Kind of just reminiscing about the last 20 years and how we got here. And
in this year's race from Bethel to Antioch and back, Kaiser says victory never felt assured.
I thought, wow, there's just like, seems like there was 6 or 7 different teams that could maybe pull this off if they kept having the run they were having.
Kaiser says his initial expectations of a perfect trail were tempered by challenging snow conditions in the upper section of the race between Kalskag and Antioch. But he says his 8-year-old lead dog, Delmer, who has run the Iditarod and K300 at least half a dozen times since he was a pup, was up to the task.
I haven't noticed any age with him at all, and he's just as good as he ever was.
Second place musher Riley Dyke of Big Lake crossed the K300 finish line a half hour after Kaiser, his second year in a row chasing Kaiser down the final stretch of the trail to Bethel. Dyke says he ran basically the same team that he did in the 2025 race, but that he had to fight harder this time around due to trail conditions upriver.
It was soft, deep kind of swimming in sugar from the moose running up the trail. And that takes a big toll, stress-wise, on a dog team.
Roughly a half hour after Dyke, Akiak veteran musher Mike Williams Jr. took third place. He says he had been waiting to see how a newly added pair of yearlings and a pair of 2-year-olds would handle their first K300.
The dogs poured their hearts out there and they gave me all they had and then some.
It's Williams Jr.'s 15th time running the race. He says he decided at the last minute this year to sign up. The extreme weather and extended power outages in Akiak hampered training. But when he saw 17-year-old Charlie Chingliak of the nearby village of Akiachuk sign up, Williams Jr. says he couldn't resist. Another local talent, Bethel-born and raised musher Jessica Klaika, crossed the finish line just 6 minutes after Williams Jr. to take fourth place. She says snowless trail conditions around Kinnick, where she currently mushes, made training extra challenging this year.
It's like made you wonder if you wanted to be a musher because you were behind them on a 4-wheeler like, but this was worth it. We did it.
There hasn't been a female musher in the top 5 spots in the K300 since 2002. The 2026 race was marked by mushers who got their required hours of rest out of the way early in the race, packing the field for the return trip to Bethel. The race for first took shape quickly among the dozen or so mushers who left Antioch fully rested and blasted through Kalskag Saturday evening. In the final 50-mile push to Bethel, Kaiser did what he does best, holding on to a commanding lead.
Once we're on the home stretch and have a little lead, I think we're hard to beat in that section.
A day before the race, Kaiser said it was still hard to wrap his head around tying mushing legend Jeff King's all-time record in 2025.
You know, as a kid growing up watching the race and then starting to race it myself, I thought Jeff's record was untouchable.
Now Kaiser has accomplished in the span of a decade and a half what took King 25 years. Kaiser's all-time win record has, for the time being, established hometown dominance for the race. His other record of 5 consecutive K300 titles is likely to hold for years to come. Kaiser will earn at least $30,000 from a $200,000 total purse, the largest mid-distance race purse in the world. Second place Dyke stands to earn at least $20,000, and third place Williams Jr. will receive at least $15,000. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
Coast Alaska's Angela Denning interviewed mushers for this story. During K300 weekend in Bethel, there's a shorter and faster race to Akiak and back that's not to be missed. This year's Akiak Dash leaderboard featured a new victor and a swath of the region's youngest mushers. Here's the report.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Yay! Woo! Woo!
Way to go, Mike.
In the waning afternoon sun on the frozen Kuskokwim River, 24-year-old Michael Larson was the first musher to cross the finish line in the 34th running of the Akiak Dash. His eight dogs on the line panted after their 63-mile sprint as the musher was congratulated by bundled spectators. The Queethluck musher maintained a steady distance ahead of the pack for the back half of the race. Larson was the first to complete the loop outside of Akiak and follow the trail back toward Bethel along the established K300 route. He says this year's trail was good, a Goldilocks of sorts.
Not too hard, not too soft.
Last year, Larson earned his spot among the Dash's legacy of high-performing rookie racers. He came in second place to decorated Queethluck musher Raymond Alexi. Larson runs dogs from the Alexi kennel. He says this race, he passed another musher to take the lead in the same spot Alexi passed him last year.
Maybe about 8 minutes behind Raymond. Probably around the same time, the second... The one that's behind me, I passed him. He passed me same spot where I passed him.
This year, in only his second season racing dogs, he did one better, earning a $7,000 cut of the $50,000 total race purse. When asked about his plans for upcoming races, the 24-year-old said he'll have to see. Chovaler Wassily Jr. of Akiachuk, who won the 2024 Akiak Dash, came in second this year, nabbing $5,000. The 17-year-old said his lead dogs, Tiffany and Flower, proved to be strong forces on the trail.
They did pretty good. They were just commanding.
Nebuskiak musher Spiridon Cheney took third, coming in just seconds ahead of fourth-placed finisher Jason Pavla and earning $4,300. 22-year-old Pavla said the young blood on the trails has been keeping him on his toes.
I'm getting too old. I'm only 22, but I feel really old. Yeah, Spiridon, Junior, Charlie in the K300. All of these young men are good.
The race's roster was another featuring a strong turnout of teen mushers and competitors from the villages of Akiachuk and Queethluck. This year's race had two rookies, 26-year-old Nelson Lomack and 15-year-old Maya Pavla. The two newcomers made the top 10 leaderboard, coming in 9th and 10th places, respectively. And in Alaska news about a similar sport, Alaska is known for cross-country skiing. Even so, it is notable that half of the U.S. cross-country ski team heading to the Olympics in Italy next month calls the state home. And all eight athletes ski for the same club, APU, based in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media's Hannah Floor talked to three members of the team who all had very different journeys to the Olympics.
Middle schoolers on skis are making a celebratory video in Anchorage's Kincaid Park. They're cheering for their coach. Coach and Olympian. Haley Swerbel was named to the U.S. Olympic team Thursday and is headed to Italy in February.
There's something so inspiring and powerful about getting to be part of this group that's really going for something big and trying to move the needle on American skiing.
Swerbel is one of eight cross-country skiers from Alaska going to the 2026 Olympics next month. All of them ski for Alaska Pacific University's team in Anchorage. The three other skiers on the women's team are Rosie Brennan, Kendall Kramer, and Novi McCabe. On the men's team, J.C. Schoonmaker, Hunter Wonders, Zandon McMullen, and Gus Schumacher. It's Schumacher's second Olympics. He says the skiers themselves already knew who'd made it, since the criteria is pretty clear. But he's glad the news is out.
Fun to share with everyone officially. Nice to tell people and to, just be sure about it.
And he says he's feeling good because this year he and his teammates really have a chance to help Team USA bring home a men's cross-country medal. The only other time the U.S. men's team medaled at the Olympics was 50 years ago in 1976.
It's exciting. It's a little daunting, but just got to go there and experience it and realize how lucky we are to be able to do this.
It's 37-year-old Rosie Brennan's third Olympics, But this year is different for her. Brennan has been struggling with what she calls mysterious health issues for over a year. Now she'll have what is likely her last chance to compete in the Olympics. It's bittersweet, she says, since she had hoped to contend for medals. But that's not her reality anymore. Now she'd just love to have a race where she feels like herself again.
It's been a long time since I felt like, you know, the Rosie I'm accustomed to racing with for the last 15 years.
She says there were times she wasn't even sure she was going to make it to this year's Olympics. Haley Swerbel didn't have a straight path to the Olympics either. She quit skiing in 2023 because she wanted to experience life outside a stressful ski racing career. She was burned out.
I was ready to leave and figure out how to make life feel full and rich and beautiful for me in a way that had nothing to do with, like, this identity that I had always known.
Then this summer, she started coaching for APU. She was skiing and feeling strong and thinking about the limited time she has to do the things she loves. The idea of competing at the Olympics bumped around in her head for a few months until eventually she decided, let's do it. But she says she's thinking about the Olympics differently now. Taking a couple years away from competitive racing really changed her perspective.
Sports are important, but what really matters is the people that, you know, are there through the ups and downs.
She's talking about her teammates and friends and family, but also her role coaching at APU. Those ups and downs are why an endurance sport like cross country can be so inspiring, she says, seeing someone dig deep and push through when things are tough. This year, she says, her goal at the Olympics is about leading by example.
I'm going to feel proud if I raced in a way that will inspire the kids I coach.
She wants those kids to see her work hard. In Anchorage, I'm Hannah Floor.
This is KYUK News. I'm Samantha Watson. Hoyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Gnomchit coming up.